The following is an audio recording of Identity Politics and the War on Drugs, Why America is Living in a Self-Imposed Dark Age, published January 28, 2024, by the drug war philosopher on abolishthedea.com.
The following is a hot-button email that I sent to a friend of mine this morning in Northern Virginia. Hopefully, it was inspired by a misunderstanding of a national news story that I browsed a few days ago, in which case, like Roseanne Adana on Saturday Night Live, I will soon be posting an apologetic addendum to this page featuring her trademark disclaimer reading.
Never mind.
But even if I have misunderstood the story in question, this email should convey my misgivings of what I take to be the current left-wing excesses, bearing in mind that the author thinks that the greatest current threat, by far, is not from the left but rather from the right, viz. The desire to get rid of democracy and replace it with a cult of personality, for want of a better word, by empowering the one man in this world who has apparently never done anything wrong in his entire life, Donald the infallible Trump. Okay, I've done my best to soften the blow, so read on. Speaking of left-wing overreach, what's this talk about getting rid of Native American exhibits at the Smithsonian? It sounds to me like the rationale is as follows: only Native Americans can tell us about Native Americans. So why then does the Smithsonian purport to tell us about the Finns and the Russians? I can see why the Smithsonian would want to employ Native American advisors in staging such exhibits, but it seems like the worst kind of identity politics to say that non-natives can have no input on such things. We certainly do not say that Caucasians would be better off if they did not get the viewpoints of other cultures. Moreover, the most insightful book about Americans was written by a Frenchman. There are certain benefits to being an outsider. To me, it's another sign that America is living through a self-imposed dark ages of its own. When it comes to drugs, we think that the best policy is to lie. That's why we have a National Institute of Drug Abuse rather than a National Institute of Drug Use. We think the same thing when it comes to history. And why? Because the affirmation of identity has become more important to us than mere facts, and particularly facts that might suggest that a given minority group, like any group, minority or not, is less than perfect. We thus get a warped view of our history, through the lens of a psychologically dishonest sanctification of the people concerned. But then such politicization of history probably comes naturally to a people who have been brainwashed by the cult of the drug war, which is all about politicizing the subject of drugs. Follow-up info. This identity politics is even more directly related to the war on drugs than I've suggested, since even as I type, Caucasians are not allowed to use peyote in America while Native Americans are. Thus, identity politics collaborates in the racist and xenophobic ideology of the drug war. It makes one ask, how anti-American does a law have to become before it will be rejected by our courts? This is clearly a direct blow at my freedom of religion, and yet no one is pointing this out. This should be front page news. But then this is the same Supreme Court, ideologically speaking, that told us in the 90s that merely riding a Greyhound bus constituted probable cause for a drug search.
You have been listening to an essay entitled Identity Politics and the War on Drugs, Why America is Living in a Self-Imposed Dark Age, published January 28, 2024, on abolishthedea.com. For more information about America's disgraceful drug war, which is anti-patient, anti-minority, anti-scientific, anti-mother nature, imperialistic, the establishment of the Christian Science religion, a violation of the natural law upon which America was founded, and a childish and counterproductive way of looking at the world, one which causes all of the problems that it purports to solve, and then some, visit the drug war philosopher at abolishthedea.com.